This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you and Michael. Aria is normally in with us on a Monday night, but Aria is working because...
She's at her other job right now because apparently a whole bunch of people at her other job had to go out of town for some reason.
Sometimes that happens. Well, hopefully she'll be back next week. The number, if you'd like to call in, is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And in order to not talk about shootings in America or Donald Trump's thoughts on them, we are going to talk about anything else. What do we got here? A thousand squat challenge? What is that?
A thousand squat challenge. I only heard about this today. Apparently, the thousand squat challenge is where you do a thousand squats because your friend is also doing a thousand squats and you don't want her to beat you.
I kind of think this is going to not go very far. You remember when the kids were setting themselves on fire and eating Tide Pods?
Eating Tide Pods, yeah. Oh, God, what else have they been doing?
It's easier than those things.
Yeah, it's harder. It's easy to eat a Tide Pod once you get past the taste.
Right, just eat the Tide Pod. But doing a thousand squats is really, really hard.
It's exercise.
Yeah, what's the story?
Oh, goodness.
It's coming from RT.com, and the author, oh, shoot, what's the author's name here? Do they not have authors in Russia? I don't know. Whatever.
I'm sure they do.
It's from RT. Two Chinese girls end up in intensive care after attempting 1,000 squat challenge.
My tablet is not cooperating.
Well, in the latest installment of viral fads gone wrong phenomenon, two Chinese girls, teenage girls, exercise their way into intensive care, having taken part in the truly hellish-sounding 1,000 squat challenge.
Yeah, I mean, this is something you do, like, 10 of them, you rest, you do another 10 of them, and you're probably done. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you could do more. Most people could handle more than just a few body squats.
Maybe 20, 20, 50, maybe 100.
I think 100 is a real challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people out there that can go farther than 100 without too much trouble.
Right.
But, I'm working with a personal trainer and have been for a few months now just to basically be, not because I don't know what to do, but because I won't get my butt out of bed in order to do it if I don't have the appointment, so I've got the appointment. And there's no way I wouldn't be unwilling to do 1,000 squats because I think that something similar would happen to me as it did to these young ladies, which was not very pleasant.
Yeah, it's something you got to work up to. You just don't just wake up one day and do 1,000 squats.
Yeah, what started out as an innocent competition between two friends had very serious consequences for 19-year-old Tang and her pal as the pair battled out to out-squat each other in Chongqing, China. Sorry, Chinese listeners. The teens, who took turns doing one squat at a time, sort of alternating via video call, and their obstinance quickly saw them rack up impressive numbers. We both did not want to lose, and so we kept trying to beat each other, resulting in us completing 1,000 squats, Tang told the Chinese press.
Now, for having, I presume that neither of them has ever done anything like that before, so it's an amazing feat that they were able to do that in...
That continue to walk.
Yeah, and continue to walk. But I guess apparently they weren't able to continue to walk.
Yeah, as unappealing as it may sound, doing 1,000 squats in a row has become a trend among fitness fans, and videos of people attempting the challenge have generated millions of views on YouTube.
Wait, it wasn't just these two? People have actually tried to copy this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this was... They were doing it because of... This is just the worst-case scenario. And it is the worst case, ladies and gentlemen. Just hold on here. The teenagers felt a bit, felt a bit sore in the aftermath of the grueling session, but she managed to go to work as normal the next day. It wasn't until the following morning that the true impact of the workout hit her, and she realized that something was drastically wrong. First of all, my leg was not only sore, but I couldn't bend it. And then I went to the bathroom and found that my urine was brown.
Oh,
Chang's
my.
Boyfriend rushed her to the hospital, where she was diagnosed with rhabdomyolysis, a serious condition in which the kidneys can't process all the waste content floating in the blood because of the rapid breakdown of muscle. The illness can cause serious kidney damage and can even be fatal. Luckily for Tang, the doctor successfully managed to rehydrate her with a drip, and she was released after her condition had cleared up. A phone call to her friend revealed that she was hospitalized in the aftermath of the workout also, and highlighting how close the girls came to causing serious damage to themselves.
Yeah, that's something you got to work up to that.
1,200 might have killed them.
Yeah, it very well could have. I mean, yeah, don't combine this with eating a Tide Pod, I guess.
I certainly not. That would have taken them out, I would suspect. I don't know. I guess there's enough people doing this that it's probably the fitness buffs. You know, these CrossFit people, they can handle this stuff because they're
already in shape.
Right. So, I mean, the Asian lady doing squats here on video I've got here.
You just randomly run across a video that about doing 1,000 squats, and you say, oh, I want to do that. But I've never done a single squat in my life. You're going to end up like this.
It's going to be bad. Yeah, it's going to be bad. So, anyway, I think it's kind of funny when these kids do these challenges, and I think everybody else does, too. Your thoughts on it, 855-450-3733. Hope the girls are okay in the long run. 855-450-FREE is in freedom.
It's fun and games until someone loses a kidney.
You're right. Let's go to Bill calling in from North Carolina. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, personally, I support same-sex marriage as long as both chicks are hot.
What?
I said I support same-sex marriage as long as both chicks are hot.
All right, same-sex marriage as long as both chicks are hot. Gotcha.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Well, that wasn't what he had listed as his thing, but it was better crank than we've had in a long time, honestly.
It was. His accent was so strong I couldn't understand him at first.
You think it was his accent or just him faking an accent?
It could have been a fake accent.
Both same sex marriage as long as both chicks are hot.
Yeah, I just couldn't understand it at first.
Yeah, you're rather generous in presuming that that was a... speaking of hot chicks, I don't know if these two gals were attractive at all, but they probably didn't look that great in the hospital after doing 1,000 squats.
Yeah, nobody looks great in the hospital.
No.
The lighting's all wrong.
It's too much fluorescent in there. I don't know whether I think this is going to catch on too much after this sort of warning tale here of these two gals and then how difficult it is just to do 1,000 squats. I kind of think we're all safe from the rash of teenagers dying.
Well, hopefully
so. Due to this particular challenge.
Hopefully we don't have someone actually die from trying this. I hadn't heard of this challenge yet, until today, so I don't know how popular it really is.
But do you remember when, a few years ago, they were setting themselves on fire?
Oh, my. Yeah.
They were, putting, alcohol on themselves and then lighting it and, let's do.
Oh, come on. You don't know what that's going to do?
Well, it's going to, I mean, even people doing it in the shower, but then, they're setting their shower curtains on fire and all kinds of things. It's just a generally bad idea to set yourself on fire.
Yeah. Is there video of that? Because I would like to see
that. Yes, there's video. Just the set myself on fire challenge or whatever that's called.
Oh, my. Yeah, I must have missed that one.
Oh, no. It's out there. There's plenty of it. I mean, I've never watched a video of a kid eating a Tide Pod either, but I'm sure that it's out there.
Oh, yeah, well, I've seen the news stories on that one.
Just because I've seen the news stories doesn't mean I've seen the kid eating the actual Tide Pod. Tide Pod. Just I have to, you know, there's just reports of kids eating Tide Pods. And I suppose if you've grown up with candy and little wrappers or whatever, you know, fake colors and little wrappers, that a Tide Pod might look delicious to you.
Yeah, I guess it might. But, you know, it's in this package that says Tide is laundry detergent. If you manage to get to 16 years old without knowing that...
Yeah, it's not good. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, here on Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
The number 855-450-3733. We just talked about the apparently fad sweeping the internet, the 1,000 squat challenge.
Yeah, don't try this at home, kids.
Yeah, I don't recommend this really to anybody who hasn't already made it up to 500 squats. So, good luck. All the best to you. Whatever. If you don't make it, then you're cleaning out the gene pool. I don't care. So, I guess we really can't avoid talking about this stuff as much as I want to, Michael. Donald Trump wants to ban video games or something?
That's what he says. And
it's from The Independent here.
I don't
actually
have this up.
Andrew Griffin writing over there. He goes on, video games are partly to blame for mass shootings. Donald Trump has said games that celebrate violence should be discouraged and made harder to buy, the president suggested. We must stop the glorification of violence in our society, he said during a speech in the wake of a spate of shootings.
Wait, hold on. Trump has spent his whole presidency glorifying violence. What is he talking about? He's encouraging the white nationalists. He's openly racist.
Well, I mean, how does he encourage the white nationalists? I hear these things said, but I'm not exactly sure how it's done.
Yeah, that's a good question because I didn't actually bring that in. But I have seen this myself.
So. The claims are out there. I don't know what Trump does to encourage white nationalists. I've heard in the wake of the Charlottesville shooting, the death in Charlottesville, the protests and all that stuff, it said that there were good people on both sides or something.
Good people on both sides. That's what he said.
Right. And that would include there are good Antifa people, presumably. I don't know who these people are.
And good Nazis?
And good, did they say they were Nazis? Or, you know, I think it was a coalition of people, and I'm not sure which ones are good and which ones aren't. I wouldn't claim to know, but it just seems like everybody's quick to presume that Trump is, you know, encouraging racists, and maybe it's true. Maybe I'm completely wrong. I don't know, but I'd like to see the evidence. And, you know, I've heard that in of itself means I'm enabling racism just because I want to see the evidence. So I don't know.
I don't know. It seems reasonable to me to want to see the evidence, so I'll go get that for you.
I don't spend any time looking this stuff up if he's, you know, he's not my candidate. I didn't vote for him. You know, you got Donald Trump because the Democrats let Hillary Clinton get away with stacking the deck, attempting, at the very least, if not actually cheating, attempting to cheat, preparing herself to cheat for the Democratic nomination. Yeah. If they would have put up anybody else, but Bernie Sanders was the next closest competitor, if they'd allowed him to win instead of, you know, all the superdelegates saying, yep, it's time for Hillary, then you wouldn't have had the most distasteful woman in America running against the most distasteful man in America and had the outcome that we had.
Yeah, that's true, but, you know, we can't go back in time and fix that.
Nope, can't do that. This includes the gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace, apparently. Yep. We must stop the glorification of violence in our society. It's too easy today for troubled youth to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence. We must stop or substantially reduce this, and it has to begin immediately.
Yeah, I want to know what he's talking about there. A culture that celebrates violence? What does this have to do with video games?
I guess immersing yourself in a first-person shooter is immersing yourself in violence.
It's fake violence. It's not real. It's not even something that makes you want to go out and shoot real people.
So when I would watch Bruce Lee movies when I was young or The Incredible Hulk with Lou Ferrigno, we'd have friends over. We'd be running around in our tighty-whities going, you know, pretending to be the Hulk and then jumping on each other and doing that kind of thing, you know, spindly little white kids in tighty-whities jumping on each other. And You know, I mean, with Bruce Lee, we'd be karachi chopping and doing everything that we imagined that one would do. We're terrible at it, but whatever. It didn't make a difference.
Yeah. I just said you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. So. It usually worked.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. The president did not give any details on what form that crackdown might take or how it would be launched. On Saturday, a shooter killed 20 people at a Walmart store in El Paso. By the way, that number has crept up, sadly, because people have died at the hospital.
From their injuries?
Yeah. In what authorities said appeared to be a racially motivated crime. Hours later, another gunman killed 9 in Dayton, Ohio.
That was a terrible weekend.
Yep. Comments came in, a speech addressing the shootings in which Mr. Trump also blamed the Internet for radicalizing those who conduct violent attacks. He spoke about the dark recesses of social media sites and the danger that they can do. He also spoke about mental health reform and condemned racism and bigotry and white supremacy. No connection has ever been meaningfully established between violent video games and violent behavior, and the relationship between the two continues to be debated by academics and experts.
Yeah, that much is true. This is not new either. I mean, people have been complaining, or people have been saying, rather, that violent video games cause people to become violent ever since there were video games. I mean, God, I think the first video, I was just reading on Wikipedia, the first violent video game came out in 1976.
Okay.
It was called Gremlins, and it was very primitive. You remember how Pong looked, right?
Yeah.
It looked a lot like that. So it was called Gremlins, and what you had to do is you had to run over the Gremlins, and you had to avoid if you ran over a gremlin, it would turn into a gravestone.
Uh-huh.
You had to avoid the gravestones while running over the gremlins.
I see.
So people called this violent.
Well, if you're a gremlin, you'd think so.
I suppose so. But you know, the thing is, they managed to the video game industry managed to get the government to kind of back off of regulating them back in the 90s by forming the ESRB, the Entertainment Software Review Board.
Right.
So they rate video games.
They currently rate video games, and there's an M for mature.
There's M for mature. There's
And I think that currently young people can't purchase an M for mature game.
Yeah, if you try to go into GameStop or whatever and buy one of these M games, they'll card you.
I don't think I'll get carded for anything anymore, so I don't know what this
is
like.
If you're a teenager,
maybe
if you look young.
You know, maybe at an AARP rally, but that's about it. I think I'm eligible in 2 more years. I think it's only 50 that one has to be, so they're not going to card me for anything.
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm just not going to get carded anymore. But I think that they basically make it hard for young people to buy immature games, but
yeah,
now they download them,
hard,
don't
yeah.
they?
What's, I'm sorry?
Don't they download video games?
Yeah, these days you just buy them on Steam and download them.
So
it's not something you go into the store for anymore.
How do you prevent young people from downloading video games on Steam then?
Good question. I don't know. I've not had to face this because I haven't been under 18.
And I don't, I can't even imagine what they would, you know, why young people particularly, you know, why they rate something mature or whatever. Because some of the video games I see my son playing, I mean, you know, it's armies fighting against each other and there's some slashing and stuff like that that goes on.
Okay.
Well, you know, whatever. 855-450-3733.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Hospital officials say two more people have died from injuries in Saturday's mass murder in El Paso, Texas, bringing the total to 22 dead in that domestic terrorist attack. Del Sol Medical Center CEO David Schimp.
It is absolutely heartbreaking, and I'm terribly sorry to be able to share that two of the patients have ended up passing away. One elderly woman ended up passing away in the middle of the night, and another patient just recently passed away.
Doctors say they're doing what they can, but many patients showed up with serious gunshot wounds and other complications. Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow lost 767 points to close at 25,717. It was the worst day of the year. And Caesar Sayak, the man convicted of sending pipe bombs to over a dozen prominent Democrats and members of the news media, was sentenced to 20 years in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever you want. We're talking about Trump. Threats to ban video games. God knows, couldn't be anything else that's causing all the problems in America. It's got to be video games.
Yeah, it's violent video games that are driving people to go out and commit mass shootings.
So I was, Michael, I was listening to NPR on the way in, as I often do. I like to listen. There's really only two talk stations here in little old Keene, New Hampshire, and I just don't want to listen to, the commercial talkers on the way in to work. I'd rather listen to NPR. I like the Kai Rizdal or whatever that financial wrap-up show is. Apparently not that great with their names. Haven't listened enough over the course of 5 years to remember what the name is. But anyhow, they've been talking recessions. And just there's some indicators out there for a recession, and that somehow just those indicators apparently have driven up the price of Bitcoin BTC here.
I believe it.
In the last day or so, it's up like $1,300 or something. And if there's a recession, it's people want to find places to go to put their money. So they need to have some. They have money. That's why they're in the stock market. If a recession comes and there's a downward turn, they're going to take their money out and put it someplace.
Yeah, it has to go somewhere.
It's either going to go into gold or real estate or crypto. And crypto is easy to get in and easy to get out, and it has this sort of newness and gravitas that it hasn't had before. I expect that although I'm not in the same boat as John McAfee,
in which literally
I intend to eat body parts if I'm wrong that it doesn't go to a million or whatever. I don't even know what his numbers are. I think it's 2 million now that he's doubled down.
Yeah, well, it was 500,000 at first, and now he's saying 1 million.
Okay, whatever his numbers are, I do think that some crypto bears are going to get wealthy here in the next few months if this recession actually turns into a recession. If it doesn't, then I don't know. But Bitcoin's certainly up from a few months ago, whereas at $3,000, now it's sitting at $11,000.
Yeah, 11,000. I just looked it up, 11,800. It was at 10,300 yesterday, so that was a big
These are huge jumps, and people continue to poo-poo it. I know somebody bought in at 20,000 out there. It's still waiting to get their money back, and will probably bail right when it hits 20,000. Then they'll feel like, I can't believe I got out. And maybe, I don't know, whatever it is. If you want to find out more about this whole cryptocurrency thing, I think the place to start is Bitcoin.com.
Yeah, Bitcoin.com has been great.
Not only do they have great videos to tell you how to, get a what is Bitcoin first, how to get a wallet, how to purchase some Bitcoin Cash for the wallet, and basically take care of you every step of the way, and then provide real news that surrounds cryptocurrency. And then they also have created an online marketplace called local.bitcoin.com that you can go there and check out. But it allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods. And there's no ID requirements or sign up and to use the site. And all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. This is really nice stuff and really fits with the culture of cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. It's bitcoin.com. You won't be disappointed. It's a great site. It should be one of the biggest sites on the internet. I don't know if it is yet.
Person to person, I did make a couple of trades on local.bitcoin.com, and they went pretty smoothly.
Yeah.
I had like one or two people cancel, too, but, that happens sometimes.
Yes, it does. Bitcoin.com, going on with the story from The Independent here, where Trump is talking about how he's going to ban video games or something. Do you have, by the way, did you look up some evidence that Trump is a racist? It seems like you were doing that during the break.
I was distracted during the break and I didn't.
No, okay. In February, for instance, a study found that there was no evidence that that who play video violent video games are more prone to real-world aggressive behavior than their peers, and that the link between the two had been overstated. The idea that violent video games, is quote marks here, drive the real-world aggression and is a popular one, but it hasn't been tested very well over time, said the lead researcher, Andrew Przybylski, director of the research at the Oxford Internet Institute, who conducted one of the most comprehensive studies yet undertaken.
Yeah, the actual evidence for this just isn't there.
What's that?
For violent video games causing people to be violent.
Okay. Yeah, Trump has reportedly suggested there be a better regulation of video games to limit the damage that they could do to young people who play them. I don't even know that I've heard that any of these shooters particularly were gamers. I mean, I think it would be hard to claim that any young person at this point isn't a gamer. But I don't even know what a gamer is.
It's somebody that plays video games. But I guess gamer in that sense, like the pejorative sense, is somebody who plays video games and is also, like, I don't know, an incel or something.
Well, I think that there's different types of video gamers. So I used to play console games.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from playing console games that the people who played on PCs didn't think much of us. Console gamers.
There's always been that divide between console gamers and PC gamers. PC gamers looking down on console gamers and console gamers wondering, why?
Right. Exactly what? I've bought a machine that is made to play and I enjoy it.
Yeah, this is made for gaming. Why are you looking down on it?
Well, let me ask you this then. What about the people who play Candy Crush on their cell phones? Are they gamers?
Are they gamers?
I mean, there's a lot of, blue-haired ladies out there playing Candy Crush.
My understanding is that they're casual gamers.
Okay, they're casual gamers now. Okay, so if you talk about somebody who plays one video game per week or month or some, period of time, then you're talking about, and that's just a sort of, that, if you call somebody who plays once a month a regular gamer,
yes,
you're talking about a very high percentage of America.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. I mean, just people that play a couple hours on the weekend.
If you're just
that's
talking,
a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about people who play, I don't know. I'm thinking about my parents here for a second. My mother mm-hmm. plays solitaire on her computer, and does puzzles on her iPad.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law plays Candy Crush or some three-match game. And my father-in-law plays some old version of Civilization that he still has.
Yeah.
And he just wants to attack and take over cities.
Does it work?
Yeah, he's fine at it. He's gotten quite good. I imagine that's what mostly people want to do in Civilization. But are they all gamers? It's hard for me to imagine that these septuagenarians would all fit the definition of somebody who rigorously uses this term gamer is a gamer.
Yeah, but it depends on your definition, but I think the people that are using this term gamer don't have your parents in mind.
No, I don't think they do. And I also think that, I don't think the young people that are using it to describe themselves, self-describing themselves, or saying that girls can't be gamers, or the people that are attending the e-games, where in New York City, as I get it, let's see. E-games just reached like 100 million or something like that.
Oh, e-sports?
E-sports, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I've heard of e-sports. That's,
it's hard for me to take that crap seriously. As an old person, you know, like, what? I have no idea what you're talking about. You kids in here, whatever this is.
My understanding of esports, and I could be wrong because I'm not really involved in this, is that in esports you're playing a video game, but you're playing it against other players.
Right. As I understand it, Fortnite has become very popular, mm-hmm. as is Overwatch.
Overwatch, StarCraft, things like that.
There's a few of them that are very popular amongst these groups, and it's highly competitive. And apparently the ladies claim the ladies are being harassed. And what does harassment mean? Probably anywhere from you can say something mean to somebody who just beat you or you just beat or whatever. It's not. It doesn't seem unlikely that people would do that, especially young, stupid people on the Internet.
Mm. Yeah, right? It happens.
Just rubbing their nose in it. And I suppose if it's a young lady, they'd tell her to get back in the kitchen and make them a sandwich or whatever. I don't know if I call that harassment, but it's certainly gender-based.
It is.
I don't know. Whatever. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, or you can check out our Discord rooms. You can go to discord.freetalklive.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
Want to thank John Rolstead, who's a silver amplifier. And you could be an amplifier, too, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com. Why would you want to do that? Well, there might be a couple of reasons. One I can think of is you support the ideas of liberty and understand the Free Talk Live with its 200 radio stations and hundreds of thousands of listeners. Well, I don't even know how you count them. Like, if you count the amount of people who've listened over time, I think you can safely say more than a million
more
listeners.
More than a million, yeah.
I don't know how you count these things, but millions of listeners, whatever. If you realize that we reach a lot of people, and we do it with no cost, I mean, so we're reaching more and more people, then you'll realize that we're the best use of your liberty-oriented dollar. For $5 a month, that's all we ask.
Yeah.
To join the AMP program, you get amp.freetalklive.com. Another thing you might value, maybe you don't like the ideas of liberty. Maybe you're like, that's not exactly right. Or you guys don't like the ideas of liberty the way I like them. Maybe you just like free speech. Because here on Free Talk Live, it's pretty easy to get on the air. And it's pretty easy to get your ideas across. Now, it's possible to get yourself banned, as one listener has, so famously managed to do.
But it takes a whole lot of work to do that.
It's a lot of, like, threatening the hosts and things like that, and generally other people, you know. So, mostly free speech here on Free Talk Live. So, it's amp.freetalklive.com. We'd love to have you in the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Michael, apparently you did scour the internet and found somebody's list of reasons why Trump is a racist.
It's an extensive list going all the way back to the 70s.
Can we do the more recent stuff? I mean, when they play that old just grab him by the crotch little bit, I guess somehow I'm not impressed. I would say that certainly Trump's claims that Barack Obama was not born in the United States could be interpreted by some as some form of racism, but Also, this is what politicians do. They find a parade and they jump out in front of it.
Yeah, they do that.
There are people who genuinely believe Barack Obama was not born in the United States. I'm not saying they're right.
Well,
I will say that Barack Obama acted like an a-hole. Because if somebody asked me, Mark, were you born in the United States? And I said, well, I'd say, yeah, I guess I was born here in the geographic political designation known as the United States, specifically in Sarasota, Florida. Well, I want you to prove it. And then I get out that, you know, I sent some very sort of digital-looking certificate of, you know, the proof of...
The birth certificate.
The birth certificate that Obama released wasn't like my birth certificate. And he's about my age, so it should be, presumably. It should have a little print on it from your foot or print on it from your hand.
Mine didn't.
Okay, well, whatever. And it should be a sort of a half a sheet of paper typed.
Yeah, mine looked like that. It was like some kind of standard form. It said certificate of live birth at the top, and
yeah.
It's got all the little fields that they fill in. They type it, and somebody signs it at the bottom. But
that's not what Barack Obama's looked
right.
like. The one that they released. The one that they released looked very much like something someone in Hawaii said. Yes, this man was born here, absolutely, and just sent out something. And if somebody if I sent that thing out, and then somebody questioned it, I'd say. All right, well, here's my birth certificate, but I'm going to black out a few things that, you know, that I'll have somebody on my team black out a few things that might be considered, you know, important. I don't know. I mean, so I'll have my lawyer look at it, and we'll release this. And then at that point, you'd think that would be sufficient. I also would say that the fact that we don't currently have the only requirement to be president of the United States... The one thing that satisfies the only requirements to be the president of the United States is a birth certificate.
Pretty much.
So a birth certificate will say when and where you were born. And for whatever reason, the founding fathers determined that one must be born on this particular plot of land to be president. I'm not saying that people who were born on other ones are unqualified. I really never found this to be very convincing. The only thing that I thought to myself was, why the hell wouldn't he just release this normal thing? Again, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care and don't want to drag this up. I just thought, it really looks like he's teasing these people. And if you tease people as their leader, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
Is Donald Trump a jerk? Donald Trump's a jerk, too.
Oh, yeah.
So here you got me on the record in the same sentence. Barack Obama, Donald Trump, jerks.
That they are.
All right.
That they are. So yeah, this thing is so extensive, I could literally read the story for the rest of the show.
Yes, you absolutely could.
But I will kind of summarize.
As a candidate and president, Trump has made many more racist comments. Okay. On top of all that history, Trump has repeatedly made racist, almost often explicitly so, remarks on the campaign trail and as president. Okay. Trump launched his campaign in 2015 by calling Mexican immigrants racist who are bringing crime and bringing drugs. Okay. First off, Mexican's not a race. It's a nationality.
Nope, but that it is, and they do get into that later.
Secondly, I think that you could... Certainly rapists and criminals have crossed the border of the United States and Mexican line.
Well, sure.
I'm not saying that all the people who come... I would say the majority of them are people that just want to work for a better life and are not, rapists or
rapists,
whatever.
Criminals, whatever. Yeah, right.
It doesn't surprise me that Trump would use exaggerate the number of rapists or criminals that have crossed the border in order to get votes, because that's what right-wing talkers do all the time. When you start wanting to ask them about, okay, what about crimes committed by illegals? Well, we can't get criminal statistics. All right, what about crimes committed by Latinos? Well, that's basically the same as the crimes committed by Americans. And like they can't get nailed down. So what do? They just read stories that say, look, Julio Jorge Rodriguez has, stolen a car and raped the woman and done terrible things to her children, tickled her children on the bottom of the feather, right? Whatever that they say, and they just keep doing this crap over and over again.
Yeah.
That, however, isn't sort of what I would call explicitly racist. I mean, you know, to say that criminals have come across from south of the border, they have. As a candidate in 2015, Trump called for a ban on all Muslims coming to the U.S., and his administration eventually implemented a significantly watered-down version of that policy. Yeah. Again,
Muslim is not a race.
Muslim is not a race.
Yeah.
So, is he, you know, racially biased? Well, find some, is he religiously biased? Find someone with a religion, and you will find somebody who's religiously biased. Hmm. I mean, that's just sort of the nature of religion.
That's true.
If you believe one thing, you can't believe the others, and the other people must be wrong. When Trump asked at a 2016 Republican debate whether 1.6 billion Muslims hate the U.S., Trump said, "I mean a lot of them. I mean a lot of them."
Just a lot of them. Okay, a lot of 1.6 billion people?
Well, a lot is a lot, whether it is a small or large portion of a Muslim. You know, Trump is good at this dancing around thing. Do I believe that the racists, by and large, voted for Trump? Well, the racists that prefer Christians and the racists that prefer whites, yeah.
Yeah.
I do. But there are other racists.
Oh, yeah, there are.
He argued in 2016 that Judge Gonzalo Curiel was overseeing the Trump University lawsuit should recuse himself from the case because his Mexican heritage and membership in a Latino Lawyers Association called such a textbook definition of a racist comment. Paul Ryan said that. Okay. I don't even think that's a racist comment. If you're out there being judged for comments against Mexicans and you have a Mexican judge, I can see how you might feel that you are not going to get a fair shake.
Hmm. Yeah, that.
Look, I don't go out running around saying bad things about any particular race, nationality, religion, or anything like that. Politicians. I generally say bad things about politicians. I say bad things about judges. I don't expect a judge to give me a fair shake if he ever hears my show, for God's sake.
Probably won't.
As a matter of fact, once I get in the courtroom and I begin pointing fingers at him and the prosecution and how they get paid by the same folks, I don't expect to get a fair treatment by these people.
No,
I expect
won't.
To get biased treatment. So the expectation to get biased treatment, I guess that doesn't surprise me if you're from Donald Trump. And again, I'm not willing to call that racist.
Yeah, but that's not because of your heritage, though.
It's not, but I'm not. His heritage, at this point, what I would say is that Trump may believe that he may not get a fair shake from a Mexican judge. A judge of Mexican descent, I think, is probably a safer way to say that, because I don't know where this Gonzalo Curiel came from originally. Hopefully he did come from south of the border and worked his way up and has the ability to show that one can do such a thing. One can be a hard-working Mexican and come here and make a better life for themselves. I just don't buy the whole Trump is some kind of overt racist thing. I can see why you think it. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.